And the last piece we had for today was the one that's still a work in progress, a disappearing act.
Right.
So tell me what's happening here.
Yeah. So this project was the one I was talking about that started as jumping right into experiments. Like I was back in my hometown and just looking around me at what I could animate with or what I could mess with. And so I was taking in these logs from the tree trimming.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to just start playing with them. So a lot of those experiments none of those experiments really show up here. I was doing things like animating the like fungi on them. I was using my breath to melt snow. It was winter when I started. And I was thinking again of just all the ways I could animate with a log. That was it. And then I was also playing with, okay, I'm bringing these like natural objects inside. How can I try to obscure the background or obscure the space that we're in? I was also interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if this is happening at night outside, or what if this is happening in the studio? I don't know. So there was just like, there's a lot of sense of play for me with this particular project, which was really nice to loosen up a little bit after being really heavily conceptual before starting a project.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, the ideas are all there. I'm still thinking a lot about extraction. I was thinking about fracking too. My family, it wasn't even my family's choice. It was my dad's choice. He sold the rights, mineral rights, some property that he had to a fracking company because he lost his job.
Right.
Stuff like that. So I'm always thinking about that. And I was thinking that the ink really looks like oil. Like there are just like these sort of quick visual interpretations that I just started to roll with. And so as I kept working on the piece, I was also thinking about, you know, how could I make these things disappear or appear to disappear into the background? And so even though, of course, I know they don't necessarily look like they're really disappearing necessarily, I was so interested in how could I use an analog animation technique, like painting it black with a black background to make it look like it's disappearing. So I was really interested in sort of the analog with this work versus the digital, which I think shows up in all of my pieces, but this piece feels somehow really tactile, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And so how do you know when you're going to be done with this? I know that's a question artists are constantly struggling with.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I had to kind of just stop myself. I was like, so I just got back from McDowell and I was editing this piece and I was just thinking, I was planning on like, oh, maybe I'll make it longer. Maybe I'll add more, but I've kind of decided that this is it.
Nice.
Basically, it's going to be like a 3-minute work. And it's kind of in the hands of my composer at the moment. So yeah, I'm calling it basically done in terms of shooting animation. There's no way to know when this is done though. I could keep making footage forever because you can just keep iterating on the same ideas, or I could add a new idea in. And because this piece has very limited narrative, it's been incredibly challenging to figure out a structure. You know, there is the narrative that logs get covered, and there's the narrative that things go in and out, but there's sort of, I didn't have any narrative structure at all.
Right.
Whereas I think in Patchwork, for example, and even in Slate Lines, there was a little more direction. So like with Slate Lines, I had a map of where the line was going, right? I was like, it's going to go this way around me and stop.
Right.
And for this piece, like, it could just keep going. So I had to just decide it needed to be done. It's been a few years that I've been working on it. And I'm like, I think I'm ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.